This is CICK News.
Today on CICK News, a Vancouver-based punk band is using their voice on tour in the province to bring awareness to the Drug User Liberation Front, or DULF. Two of DULF's founders are currently raising funds for legal fees and their constitutional challenge of Canada's Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the operation of a compassion club in Vancouver to supply tested heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine to people in their community who otherwise are exposed to toxic and deadly illicit drugs. So naturally, I went to a punk show in Prince George to learn more about DULF.
But it's for the Drug Users Liberation Front. Does anybody know who that is? Community. This is about community care and support, and our friends who took a choice and a chance and made sure that their voices were heard to be able to care for the people who are dying constantly, that are our friends and our family, of the fentanyl crisis that's been on going since 2016, as though that means anything to anybody anymore. They need our help more than ever to challenge the systems. This is how harm reduction initiatives started, is by people taking it from the bottom and bringing it to the top. So if you have an extra buck or two, please feel free to head over to the merch table and donate to the Drug Users Liberation Front to help them with their legal fees. Because community care is the best medicine at the end of the day. And now, more music.
I'm Alex from Alien Boys.
Can you explain why the Drug User Liberation Front, why does it matter to you and also Alien Boys, the band?
The Drug Users Liberation Front is important to us because they are doing the work to make safe supply in Canada a reality. And as a band, many of us have worked in harm reduction, and many of us have lost people to preventable overdoses. And so this is important. Like, what makes other intoxicants less socially acceptable than booze or weed? Prohibition hasn't ever worked. It didn't work for booze. It didn't work for weed. So we'd love to see, we support the work that DULF is doing.
After BC declared the opioid-involved overdose crisis a public health emergency in April of 2016, DULF began distributing pure heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine in 2020 to 52 pre-screened members of its Compassion Club in Vancouver's downtown East Side. You also, when we were speaking on Friday night, you also mentioned something that I thought was a kind of like powerful statement about people that we love who have died from overdose in the music scene. Can you touch on that a little bit?
I think most Canadians at this point have known of someone who has died of a preventable overdose, whether they were close or it was a friend of a friend. But I would say, on a more broader sense, if you love the arts, if you love music, if you love actors and all various types of artists, you have cared about someone who has died from a preventable overdose. The fact that we accept that this reality is how it's going to be, that if someone uses drugs that we've decided aren't socially acceptable enough, that the risk of death is high and that they just deserve that, that's messed up. These overdoses are preventable, and these people that you care about, whose work you care about, did not need to die.
Can you talk a little bit about the, like, kind of the ins and outs of fundraising at the shows, how you're doing it, how you're letting people know about it, what kind of methods you're using for donations?
Yeah, so Alien Boys has been directly fundraising for DULF's legal needs. At this point, DULF has raised $131,820. They released that number today on September 15th. And this is amazing, but they need $218,180 in the next 21 days. That's $11,000 per day. So since this is an issue that is very close to Alien Boy's heart, since we are in community with Aris and Jeremy, we knew we needed to step it up. And so on our September 5th show in Vancouver, I had decided that I would personally donate $1,000 to their legal aid fund. And I was wondering how I could make that $1,000 mean more, make more. So Saren announced on the mic that I would donation match up to $1,000. And my plan had been to take that on the road. So however much we got on September 5th, I would take that then to Kamloops Prince George and Vernon when we went on our little tour the next weekend. The response was incredible, and Vancouver donated $1,511 to Dolph that night.
Dolph founders filed a constitutional challenge to criminal charges in 2024 against two of its founders, Eris Nix and Jeremy Callicum. The money being raised currently is to help with the legal fees that these two need in order to get legal representation for this case, which they wrote on their website cannot go forward with the force it deserves if they don't raise these funds.
On September 15th, they've announced that they are starting to organize an online telethon, which is being planned for October 5th. Yeah, community care is how people get their needs met when the system fails them. And the Dolph Compassion Club was that. And while people and many politicians say treatment is the only solution, we don't have that infrastructure currently. And how can we expect people who get out of treatment to succeed when nothing else changes? There's so many other issues that contribute to overdose deaths that treatment isn't the only answer. And people cannot recover if they're dead. So we support, Alien Boys supports all aspects of harm reduction. Dolph did what the system is failing to do, and they're doing what is necessary.
For context, in 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front Compassion Club received $200,000 from Vancouver Coastal Health to assist with overdose prevention and drug checking. The health authority then canceled the contract on October 31st, 2023, following a request from Addictions Minister Jennifer Whiteside. Premier David Eby publicly acknowledged that Dolph was providing life-saving work, but that they were breaking the law. Dolph did not use provincial money to purchase the drugs online and used donations, a common talking point for BC United MLAs who balked at the notion of a compassion club.
They currently have four peer-reviewed publications out now. They provided safe, regulated drugs to a community of drug users who currently are at the mercy of really toxic drugs that are killing lots of people. And again, the overdose crisis was called in 2016 in this province. We are closing in on 10 years, and nothing the government has been doing has been really working. So what Dolph did was an amazing act of rebellion and of radical love for their community. They've shouldered a ton of risk so that we can push for change. And in order to push for the change, they need money. And that's what we're trying to help them do. We want them to have the money that they need to have the legal defense that they need, that we need to make changes in how we approach drug use in this country.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.